help someone to get to their house. You might say, may I?
May I take you home? May I give you a ride? May I give you a lift? I wouldn't say lift, I'd say may I give you a ride. I just say may I take you home.
Now, would you make a difference if you're going to just walk with someone or if you're going to take them in the car?
Yes, you'd say take you home if you're going to take them in the car. If you're going to just go with them, you might say, may I go with you? Or I'll go along with you. That might just be walking.
Mm-hmm. What about walk you home?
I wouldn't use that expression. People used to, I think that's old-fashioned kind. A boy would walk a girl home from school or something.
If you take a hold of a door handle that is stuck and do this, you
jerk it, pull it.
And the opposite would be?
Close it.
To, instead
push
of
it to, or close it.
A heavy suitcase up the stairs.
I carried a heavy suitcase.
All right, is there anything else you might use there?
Some people might use the word tote, but I never used that word.
Now, would this have anything to do with the fact that it was heavy that you would use tote?
I don't know whether it would or not, because I never did use that expression. All right, Colin, you can come in now, right? If you're going to use the vacuum in there, let me see, Colin, have you done the porch and downstairs? Well, do the porch and maybe we'll be near through then.
We're three more pages.
All right.
If you had something very fragile on a table and a child was reaching for it, what would you might say?
You'd say, don't touch it.
Would you ever put a U in there and say, don't you touch it?
You might. Don't you touch that. Especially if it were sort of emphatic.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted me to give you a knife out of the kitchen, how would you tell me to do it?
Bring me a knife.
Would you ever say, go Vernon?
Might say yes. You might say, go get the book on the table. Yes, I might say that.
All right. Someone throws a ball and I
catch it.
Then who?
Who threw the ball?
And who?
Has thrown it before.
Well, who threw it and then who?
Who caught it? Mm-hmm.
If you are ready to go somewhere and someone else isn't, you might say,
I'll wait for you.
If you have done something badly the first time, you might ask someone to give you a second
chance or opportunity, but you'd probably say chance.
If someone's very happy and opposed to being feeling bad, you say you're in a good
humor, a good mood.
All right. I want those bugs, and you're talking about completely exterminating them.
Oh, you mean I want those bugs killed?
I want those bugs. What do you want to do to them? Or what? Supposed to get to keeping them, you want
get rid of.
Would you use
exterminate if you want to use a big word?
Would you ever say get rid of bugs?
Yeah, I want to get rid of the ants or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you came in and your pencil had been on your desk and it was gone and you want to accuse someone of having taken it, you'd say,
I hope the children say that. Who stole my pencil? But I'd say, did anyone borrow my pencil?
Do you think children would use stove more often?
Yeah, I know they would. Somebody stole my book. That's all.
What about swank? Do they use this name?
Not much. Boys might use it just saying he thought of it.
But stole would. Mm-hmm. Is their
yeah, they think everybody's stolen everything they got. I say it's right where you left it yesterday.
You must be great with those boys.
Yeah, that's that.
The word right. Should I tell me about the word right?
Like I write the letter today, I wrote it yesterday, I've written it many times.
And now that I have written him, I expect
an answer. Him to reply. Expect him to answer.
All right. When you put the letter in the envelope, then you
seal it and
then
mail it.
You
stamp
write,
it.
When you write on the front, you
put the address.
All right. Is there any other synonym that you know of for address a letter?
To address a letter, direct it. I guess you could say I direct this letter, but. I don't think of that.
Right. If one of your students comes in and gives you some fantastic answer that you really haven't expected, you might say, who on earth you that?
Who on earth told you that? Oh.